gosh.
So what was once forbidden becomes fringe, and what was fringe becomes mainstream. This is a nightmare. Welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with Tracy, David, and Ben. Once again, how are you doing, gentlemen?
A goddamn white trash.
One could describe many of us that way, yes.
Or Aryan embarrassments. So,
for sure.
But, you know.
Stop oil, y'all, please.
I'm just over here trying to get a handle on Ricky's hand.
What even is that? But anyway.
We'll get there. I know. Well, what a closer.
We're talking about Ministry's latest record. It is Hopium for the Masses. I picked this basically in tribute to David, who took me to my first and only Ministry show. It was over two decades ago. I laughed, I cried, I hurled, and here we are.
Here we are. Tempelhof Airport to the stars, baby. And I was pleased you picked this because I've been listening to this band for hundreds of centuries. Since the before time in Babylon.
You're like actually immortal.
Since right. I too am an immortal. I've been listening to them since inception.
Like Al Jorgensen.
Much like. It's why watching Tracy's intense distress at Psalm 69 gave me both sadness and great joy. So
indeed.
We'll see if this went better. It sounds like Cypress Hill may have inadvertently reduced his sensitivity to iocane powder.
It might have.
So, I did something, I think. I don't know exactly what that's.
I'm not sure what it did.
We'll find out. Something. So, Hopium for the Masses, the 16th studio album by Ministry, released on March 1st of this year, 2024. Runtime of 42 minutes and 37 seconds, produced by Uncle Al Jorgensen. Nuclear Blast is the album. And Ministry is Al Jorgensen, vocals, guitars, keyboards, break bass, bass, and organ. Cesar Soto, guitars and bass. Monty Pittman, guitars, bass, backing vocals. Paul D'Amore, bass and guitars. John Beckdahl, keyboards and backing vocals. Ray Mayorga on drums. Whole bunch of additional personnel. Michael Rosen on programming and some backing vocals. Atticus Pittman, backing vocals. Pepper Keenan on the aforementioned goddamn white trash vocals. Liz Walton, backing vocals. Billy Morrison, guitar. Jello Biafra, vocals on Aryan Embarrassment. Des Cucciara in vocals and backing vocals. Joshua Ray, spoken word. Victoria Espinoza, backing vocals. Charlie Clouser, keyboards. And Eugene Hutz, vocals on Cult of Suffering.
Is that the Gogol Bordello guy? Yeah, I think it's the Gogol Bordello guy. Interesting.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct.
I will be great to say that this album surprisingly stuck with me a lot better than Psalm 69 did. I think one of it is the years of David just random, here we go, here we go, here we go, and just kind of like industrial adjacent, like KMFDM. I will take this album over anything we've heard from them so far. Like the entire spread of Rammstein, like that we did, just kind of march through it. I think it just kind of built to, okay, I kind of have a better understanding where Ministry is coming from to begin with, and kind of like what to expect from the genre. I mean, we did Nine Inch Nails, a couple of those albums. So it's like, Psalm 69 was like, David just tossed me in the deep end and like, sorry, you haven't done heroin, so you don't know what's going on here.
Connect the goddamn dots. Yeah, surprise, asshole. Now you're on heroin. That's what it meant.
Exactly. So there's been some build up to this one since then. And I think also, this is seems like a very good entry point anyway, because this doesn't seem like it's really insane. Because while this one does have the traditional samples, I feel like it's not as super sample heavy as Psalm 69 was.
They've oscillated some back and forth between slightly smoother, slightly poppier things and very unpoppy, very abrasive things. And this is, I think, a swing a little bit more towards the, I'm not going to call this pop, but you know what I'm saying. This goes down a little smoother than.
I wonder how much of their swings in discography can be tracked to their drug use.
I think he's clean-ish. Some of it is the politics of the United States. Some of it is.
Yeah, because this is. This is at least 8 of 9. Fuck the right wing to it. Like, I mean, it's just like 8 of 9.
He fucking loathed the Bush era too. That's the Rio Grande blood. There's like three records right in a row that were all sort of Bush records. So he's been at this a minute, but yeah, he's clearly not happy about this current situation.
And the only reason I don't say 9 of 9 is because I don't know what Ricky's hand is. Like that one, I'm just like, what is that?
I am not sure.
It's a cover song from the 80s. It's about drunk driving.
Gotcha.
Shit. Yikes. Oof. That puts that song in it. Okay, then. Motley Crue vibes.
Yeah. Well, you know.
My friend is dead. Shit. Okay, well.
Takes a little bit of a different context with it.
So, yeah, this is very interesting. And I will add this to say that I think this is a really good album, better than some of the Ministry output since Psalm 69 for sure, which I think probably is still my favorite album of theirs. But it is not as frantic, which is amazing considering the sheer number of people who come in here and perform on this. And I think that actually helps this because it keeps it from getting a little bit monotonous like some of the KMFDN albums that we've done lately. And that since there are different voices singing, it makes it seem like there's greater variety going on. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I do think it's a strength here. But the fact that Al wrote everything and Al is eternally pissed off at America for very good reasons really helps this album cohere incredibly well.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree.
And there's some moments in this album that are Ministry as fuck. To the point of almost being cliche. Like if I had an AI and you generate me a Ministry song, one of those is on here. And I like it, but I wouldn't exactly, I don't know if I call it fan service. Is that a term we can use in this context?
Are you talking about TV song 1/6 version?
I think Goddamn White Trash is so fucking Ministry. As is New Religion, slightly older Ministry. New Religion, I'd say a ton of Land of Rape and Honey. So there's some moments in here that remind me of classic Ministry, but every album has been a little bit eclectic and weird. I mean, it's Ministry. I thought this was fun and angry, and I appreciated the many, many cameos. None were specified, so I was like, wait, is that Joe Biafra? Wait, like over and over and over. I'm like, what's happening? Who's that? But I thought it was, I don't know. 16 albums is a lot of albums, y'all.
It's a lot of albums, that's for sure.
So many.
Yeah, I mean, I liked listening to this record. I thought that, the approach to the politics of the time is maybe not surprising. And I was a little bit surprised at how poppy this one was, considering the last one was pretty poppy. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of ways that through the compositions themselves, the politics sort of hit you harder. Whereas here, the lyrics too are kind of like on the weaker side. It's just like, if you use the word right wing crazies in your lyrics, it like you take away all your credibility. Like, and not that he really cares about that, but I'm just saying it's like, it makes it like, I don't know, like, I don't know. It's not super exciting because anybody who's listening to this, like already has that point of view and maybe doesn't need that reinforced so much as like, do something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. Yes. Maybe you should do something.
So this is like, you know, it's more just about like, what is a political song supposed to do? And if a political song is just making you like nod your head, like maybe it's not doing enough. Like,
it should have.
I really appreciate that it begins with Big Dick Energy. I think that's really good. Cult of Suffering, I think, is a really interesting one too. And I'm not trying to get into tracks here, but just like where it goes thematically. Because it obviously is not just about America, even though America is very large in his, frame of mind at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
This was one hell of a trip, regardless of how. And just like, here you go. Just let it go down. Nice and smooth. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anytime.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, and I think part of this, I will say, benefit from this album, it's 42 minutes and it doesn't like stick around like only like no longer than it needed to. Like it got in and got the fuck out. Like this album moved quick compared to when I was listening to it. And I was like, wow, this, it wasn't like an hour. Like if this move album would have pushed an hour, like I think Psalm 69 comes close to like a longer runtime. So at least I ain't having to worry about that now. Yeah, so like, well, Psalm 69 is 44 minutes. But this moved pretty quick.
Yeah, it wasn't super long at all. You did sound like me saying that, Tracy. But I agree. And, you know, again, there's a certain lightness to this album, or poppiness, whatever you want to call it, that although it is thematically still heavy, and I appreciate Gabe's points that, you know, that these are political statements, but they're not trying to convert anyone and they're not trying to make an argument to sway anybody. It's just really a straight up condemnation with slight poppiness to it and irreverence.
Yeah, the vibe I get from him is it's too late to convince them, which is a stance. I can also imagine decades and decades of watching this stupidity has really worn on him. As someone who has also seen decades of the stupidity.
It's worn on you both.
It's grating, man.
He's got another 20 years on you with it as well, just
easily. I think he's gotta be. Because he was making music in like the mid 80s.
He's 65.
Yeah. So he a boomer.
Yeah.
Okay boomer.
Are we ready to talk about tracks or?
That is the part of the program we are in.
All right. I wouldn't say all of them. Like, I'm sorry to jump Gabe on that one, but I just say all of them because, I mean, they all move pretty quick. And then, surprisingly, they all move pretty quick. And it's rather, okay. I'm going to say enjoyable is a weird way to say, describe a Ministry album. But, I mean, this is a much better experience than I have previously had with Ministry.
All right. Well, I will jump in. I was a fan of BDE, Goddamn White Trash, Just Stop Oil, TV Song, New Religion, and maybe Cult of Suffering. Although now that I know it's Eugene Hutz, I'm like a little bit more inclined to like it. I just found it kind of annoying. Anyway.
I'm really just a sucker for these short albums. I would say that my favorite tracks, though, are Goddamn White Trash, Just Stop Oil, and Arian Embarrassment. I think those are the three best. After that, New Religion is pretty cool, but it's not pretty cool. So Suffering and Ricky Sand are just a little weird. Not necessarily bad, but also not something that I would want to listen to every day.
Yeah, I like that run of BDE through Arian Embarrassment, and I also think New Religion is a cool, almost old school Ministry song. Cult of Suffering, I like that song too. Ricky's Hand, it just seemed weird. Now it seems sad and weird. that's Al's brand. Oh,
that sure is Al's brand.
It's this face here, but with the, I guess you can't see it, just the album cover, the face palm.
Yeah. That she's been filling that for the past 20 years, 50 years,
40,000 since the 1000s. Oops, actually played it. No tearing. We gotta grade this thing. Grade this thing.
I'm ready for it, y'all.
Gaiba.
Let's do it.
I'm feeling like a broken record tonight, but this is gonna be solid B. I don't like it as much as the last record they made, unfortunately. I think they're in the same vein, but I like that one better. But there it is.
I'm gonna come up a little above you, Gabe. I'm gonna give this a B plus, an 88. Like, I was actually surprised about this album. I'm just, to a point, rather enjoyed it. I mean, again, weird to say that about a Ministry album, but.
And I'm gonna triangulate between you two and give it an 86, because I liked it slightly more than the Ultimus album. So it is which I know we're not supposed to compare them, but what else can I do in a week where I'm listening to five of these things? This is an 86 for me.
86 sounds like a good grade to give this. So when in doubt, I will just land where David is, because we are the same person.
Finger guns.
Is it an average of 86?
Damn right it does.
I feel like I need to change my grade to 86 now just to fit in and be a part of the cool kids. But
don't change your enjoyment just to suit us.
But again, this is a Ministry album I enjoyed, so let's keep it at 80. Yeah, it may not happen again.
Yeah, this may be it, dude, because some of the other ones are not this.
Some of the other ones you're going to shove down our throats.
The Mind is a terrible thing to taste.
Yeah.
I think Land of Rape and Honey is going to do some things, too. Because it's, well, I mean, the title alone. Anyway, yes, I'm pleased this went this way for you, Tracy.
Yeah. It's because Gay picked it. That's what it is. When you pick them, it's me like a no, but
Gay's like, I appreciate that.
This is a dip the toe in the water kind of moment, and then you're just going to shove me in the deep end. That's what's going to
happen. Yeah, but then Gabe and I work some sort of strategic deal out where we're like suggesting shit, thinking you're going to think that, but actually you're just getting punks from all sides. So,
I know.
Big Hardcore is going to put it together. You'll see. Converge every day.
Nope, incoming just absurd levels of death metal for like the next 6 months. Just two death metal albums every week.
We get Cerebral Rot together at our house and help them record another album.
Just I'm cool with that. I enjoy Cerebral Rot.
Just to review it on Thunderdome. And
I enjoy them until they make your house uninhabitable for the next 500 years.
I was going to say, they can't use their last site. No one can live there for half a millennium. That line.
Just the fact when we found that, and you're like, are they in on the joke? Are they serious? And then we saw that line. It's like, all right, they're in on the joke.
They're definitely in on the joke. And I love it. Well,
so
yeah. I would buy this. I'd buy it too.
I mean,
goddamn white dress.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not, everyone? Yeah, why not?
I'd buy this album as well.
Uncle Al, thanks you for your service.
No.
Indeed.
I know he does.
This misfit army.
How else is he going to buy wine bottles and cigarettes?
He was an architect prior to his career as a prophet.
Alrighty. I think it does this for Ministry. Our next pick is going to be the next album of Motorhead. And there will be a blast of Motorhead in between. So they're going to have a little bit of a gap between albums if you're following along at home. So if you are wondering why
Overkill
Orgasmatron came after Overkill, that's because there's a blast in there.
Amazing.
You're welcome, America and beyond.
Motorhead, you need. You're welcome, Estonia. You deserve. Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's our friends in Estonia.
It may not be the Motorhead you want, but it's the Motorhead you deserve.
For sure. For sure.
Tune in here next time here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Finger gun macaw.
Overkill macaw.
Word.